It's been 4 days since Hurricane Matthew dissipated, but more flooding is expected in North Carolina as all that rain that came through the central part of the state makes its way downstream to coastal communities. Will Michaels, reporter for North Carolina Public Radio WUNC, is in Chapel Hill. And Will, earlier this week you told us one of the biggest concerns was these hog waste lagoons that, if flooded, would join the floodwater, and that's happened.
That's right, Robin. The floodwaters have made their way over the Hog Lagoon waste pit walls. The state environment secretary says the walls themselves have not actually been breached, but yes, the water from the flooding and those hog waste lagoons have been mixing together. It's very obvious to see because there's this pink film that covers the top of the hog waste lagoons from the bacteria that grows on all of that waste.
Oh, it's really, really tough. So obviously the concerns are about health issues.
Right. It's a health issue for people downstream. And again, what we've been seeing all through the entire week is all of this rain that moved, as you said, from central to eastern North Carolina, making its way down the major rivers. The Neuse River is expected to crest in Kinston today. It crested in Goldsboro. That's some good news for inland residents, is that the waters are finally starting to recede inland. The bad news is, again, all of that water is making its way toward coastal communities, which have not seen the worst of the flooding. You know, the death toll is now up to 22 people because some people are trying to get back to their homes and going around the barriers that have been set up and venturing back into the floodwaters. The governor says stay out of the water for at least a few more days.
Well, we're understanding that it might be months for some people.
That's right. There are almost 4,000 people that have been moved to shelters across the state. The governor says it could be a year before some of them get their homes back. As the floodwaters make their way to the east, we see some of these small towns being totally inundated. Princeville is actually a good example. Princeville is right next to Tarboro on the Tar River. It is actually one of the country's oldest towns chartered by African Americans. It is completely underwater. The same thing happened to the town in 1999 from Hurricane Floyd. There was a levee that was built after Hurricane Floyd, but it did not actually keep the Tar River from flooding the entire town. We have every reason to believe that FEMA is going to have to give the same sort of support to that town that they did in 1999. They gave $26 million to the residents of Princeville in 1999. We have every reason to believe they'll have to do that again.
Well, just quickly, any water advisories? Can people drink tap water? What are other issues?
FEMA is bringing in bottled water for residents of eastern North Carolina until cleanup crews can move in. That's the problem here, is that until the floodwaters actually recede, they can't get in to fix these environmental problems. We're seeing in places like Fayetteville, where the water has started to recede, that when it does, the roads are completely gone in some areas. They've been washed out, and so people can't actually make their way back to their homes or to school. I talked to the superintendent of Cumberland County Schools, actually, in Fayetteville. He still has the ambitious goal of opening up schools on Monday. He said that when kids are back in school, you can start to normalize things.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to get schools back open. But again, he's going to have to come up with new bus routes because the roads are just gone in some places.
Hmm. That's Will Michaels of North Carolina Public Radio WUNC on the still terrible situation in North Carolina from Hurricane Matthew. Will, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.